Absolutely. Well, once again, I go back to the sort of observer mode that I was in for a while in my life. And some of the things I was really concerned with in pursuing truth were, how do we end these things like disease? For, my mother died of AIDS when I was 14. And a lot of these issues came up when I was really early on in my life. And I thought, I want to end war. I want to end disease. How do we stop these problems? Every solution that I've seen so far, including religion and charities, just seem to address the issues, but they never really get to the root of the problem. So for me, I wanted to really get to the root. And the more I investigated and the more I began to observe my own life, I began to see that at the root of all of our limitation as human beings really came from the fear. And fear is really a vibration. Fear is a very low vibration. It's a very dense vibration, and you can feel it immediately. We've all felt fear. And in fact, a lot of us from the very beginning are conditioned in fear. Our whole society, if you look around, is really built off of division, homogeny, fear of the unknown, fear of death. So there's a lot of fear going on in our programming. And for me, the biggest thing was to start with myself and understand in my own environment, where was fear coming up for me? Where was it coming up for me sexually? Where was it coming up for me in my career, in my relationships, and in my own self? What was I afraid of myself when I looked in the mirror at the end of the day? Was there anything that I was scared of? Aging, or maybe I wasn't good enough, or whatever. And these are conversations, David, that I think you can agree we all have and, continue to have to this day. So when I say let's shift from the fear to the love, living in love, what it's really about is investigating yourself and investigating the world and finding out what is fear. And when you find the fear, don't do the reptilian brain, the lower brain, which is to fear and to fly away from it or to fight it and push it and empower it. Let's find a new way to transcend the fear. Let's embrace the fear and really bring it into our hearts, and love it. Because fear is really a good place to start to understand where you're limited and where you can transform limitation in your life into something that's free-flowing and empowers you. Some of the greatest masters of our time and leaders, I'm sure it wasn't easy for Martin Luther King to get up there in front of the authority figures that were pushing against him and say, hey, what you're doing is wrong. But he did it with so lovingly, and he did it with so much passion. And that's what I believe really that can be done all of our lives. We can all become these loving beings that really understand the fear, and instead of pushing it away or fleeing from it, bring it into our experience and thank it for coming and showing us where we're limited in our consciousness and where basically we're blind. Fear is just a blind spot. So for me, that is the most powerful message of the seven shifts. And really, the only shift there really is, the one shift that everyone should remember, is that you have a choice right now to shift from fear to love. And it's a really easy shift. All it takes is awareness. Just become awake and remember, just start to remember, what does fear feel like and where is it in my life? And how can I transform this into love? How can I love this and bring loving presence to this fear?